Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the one-year Bible reading journey, day four, Pastor Jeremiah, helping you guys, encouraging you to read the entire Bible in the year of 2022. I don't know if you've done it before. For some of you, this could be the 20th time, the 30th time, second time, first time, whatever. But we're going to read the entire Bible together in 2022. My job is to be your coach, to help you, your life coach, your pastor, whatever it might be. All I'm doing is just throwing out some spiritual thoughts during the days that I read. And I want you to do the same thing. As you read through the Bible, think about what it is that God's speaking to you, something that you're going to munch on and think about through the context of your day as you're reading through the Bible. Well, I was in Genesis chapter 10, and I was reading Genesis chapter 10, excuse me, and I was reading through the lineage of Noah and come across this individual named Nimrod, and he was a great hunter, warrior person kind of thing. Only reason it caught me, it's funny what sometimes catches your attention in the Bible, because I can remember Nimrod having a negative connotation, or I guess the only thing I can remember is when I was growing up, I can remember people being like, you Nimrod, like it was a bad thing. But in the Bible, Nimrod is this amazing warrior hunter kind of person. Again, we don't have great depth of details and who he was, but that's, you know, what the Bible tells us. And so anyway, I want to pull up, first of all, I found an article that said seven things that you didn't know, facts you didn't know about Nimrod. And I'll give you a few of these, and then I will give you kind of the spiritual truth I'm going to encourage you with today. And the first one is this, is Nimrod may not have been a real person. Some interpreters have suggested that Nimrod was not an individual, but a standard in terms of a rebellious people group. This is possible, but seems unlikely given that other nations and the surrounding genealogical records are clearly treated as such, whereas Nimrod is portrayed as a singular person. Later Jewish writers and historians also tend to treat Nimrod as a distinct person. Just something to throw out there. Nimrod may have been an evil man. We discussed above that the name Nimrod probably came from a root meaning to rebel, and that mighty warrior could also be translated as tyrant. We also noted the phrasing in that he was a mighty hunter to the face of the Lord. So either way, Nimrod is not looked to as this great biblical hero. We do see that for sure. Nimrod might have built the Tower of Babel. Babel is often thought to be the same as Babylon, which Nimrod is recorded as founding in Genesis chapter 10, verse 10. In fact, some Bible translations actually list this city as Babel rather than Babylon. Genesis 11, which follows directly after the genealogical list of Genesis chapter 10, records the attempted construction of the Tower of Babel, a structure built in opposition to God. In Genesis 11, 4, the people say, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens. If Nimrod founded the city of Babel, it is likely he would have been part of this plan. So Nimrod might have been a great warrior, but was someone who opposed God or potentially opposed God in terms of building that. Nimrod might have been the basis for the Epic of Gilgamesh. Nimrod might have been a giant. So he might have been a Goliath of sorts. The basis for this is somewhat wobbly, but some legends and sources suggest that Nimrod was a giant. Interestingly, other giants in scripture also come from the line of Ham, Nimrod's grandfather. So he had a heritage of giants. So just interesting fact, not quite to the spiritual truth. Nimrod may have known Abraham. So these are some things that I was just researching about Nimrod, and this is what you're going to find out as you're reading through the Bible in the year. I encourage you, some of these things that interest you, that capture you, dive into them a little bit deeper, and there might be some great revelation. But here's the encouragement I want to give you today, is that Nimrod was a great warrior, hunter, but didn't love or serve and oppose God. And I want to speak over you today that your strength will never be enough. The scripture I was reading, and I want to give you today, is from Romans 15:5 that says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude and mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had. In 2022, as we read through the daily Bible and through the Word of God, the one thing that we're going to need, all of us, is God's strength. We do not have the ability to function in our own strength. And to make it, we need God's strength. And you're going to need God's strength to read the Word, to live a life of faith. And so what I want to bless you with today on day four is that don't be a Nimrod, okay? You might be strong. You might be a mighty warrior, but you can't do it without God. And you're going to need the strength of God to function in your life each and every day. So today I bless you with God's strength to read the Bible, to live a life of faith, and to pursue Him. Hey, thanks for joining me today on day 4 of the 1 year Bible journey. I'm going to see you 300 and some more days, and we're going to do this together. God bless you. Thank you for supporting Grace Point, our podcast, things that we have going on. Keep reading the Bible. Talk to you next time.